I think it's a strip show, dance show.
Work there, dude.
Welcome back, guys. On today's show, how customer service can see what I'm typing, and a man's salad turned into lots of lettuce, and it is now illegal in California to close your business, and why no one wants a help from an 18-year-old. All this and much, much more will be discussed here on Deacon Live, and for the next 60 minutes or so, we're going to comb through your social news stories of things you might have missed over the past 7 days or so. So how are you? How are things? How are things going? Are you doing all right? Are you getting along with everyone is what I always worry about, because that's what we need. That's what we need in this world, everyone getting along. Now, I do have bad news. I'm probably not going to get along with you right now, but I say bad news. It's not bad news. Well, it's good news for me and bad news for you, however you want to look at it. So what I've done is I have made a decision, a professional decision, to take breaks when I need to. I don't know if that makes any sense. Let me dive in a little bit deeper for you. When I started this show 10 years ago, it was just this show. I was just doing this show. And over the 10-year period, I've been doing a lot of other shows on the side. And the other shows, I was smart enough at the time when I signed up for them, is we would do a 12-week on and 2-week off. And so just to keep you guys entertained and you know, our followers and listeners and stuff all over United States and Canada, we appreciate everyone up in Canada and overseas and everything that makes the Deacon Show what it is today. I don't want to say burnout, but I'm not getting burned out. There's a lot more stuff. It's taking a little bit more of my time. There's more effort going into stuff. I know, woe is me. I'm sitting here slinging a hammer on a roof. You're talking about you can't talk for an hour or 2 hours. No, it's more than that. I'm a one-man show. I do all the editing. I do all the video. I do all the social media. I do all that stuff. It all comes out of this right here in this studio, out of the Prophet Radio studio. So in order to maintain my sanity, I am going to, starting actually today, I'm going to go on. We're going to do 12 weeks on and 2 weeks off. 12 weeks on and 2 weeks off. Now, you're like going, well, you know, pussy, you can't do a show every Wednesday. I can do a show every Wednesday, but the problem is I do a show every Monday. And if you're looking at us here on the video, and don't forget, for every podcast we do, we have a matching video over on YouTube. So you can see the audio portion that you're listening to. You can also see everything that goes on here in the studio at the same time. And it's a little bit of a different experience for the show. And we just want to keep you guys entertained on whatever platform you're listening to and on. But if you look over my shoulder here at the Prophet Radio Studios, there's the three other shows that I do. This one on Monday, this one on Friday, this one on Wednesday, which is today. And we broadcast just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, a little town called Marshville. And we broadcast every Wednesday about noon. I say noon Eastern Standard Time, but you know, sometimes like today ran a little late. I was messing around with the neighbor's kids, but that's not going to sound right. But I was outside the neighbor's kid. They got a new basketball goal, and you know me, Orlando Magic and all that stuff that I did. So I went over there and shot some hoops, and the father came out and the mother came out, and they're all athletic people. So I was running around with them. So I ran a little bit late getting the show started. So please forgive me. Where I'm getting at is I need to take some of my life back. I give so much of my life on this show and on the other shows that I do that there's a time that I need to get back for myself, just for my own sanity, because it's wearing on me. I know this is not a woe is me, feel bad stuff. I'm just letting you know. So when you're hearing this now and you don't see a show for 2 weeks, this is what happened. You know, I didn't jump off a cliff. I didn't, you know, get captured by anyone. There's nothing that I said that did something wrong and I got arrested or anything. So we're going to do 12 weeks on, 2 weeks off, starting today. So this is the last day for 2 weeks. And I'm trying to sync it up with the other shows as well. That way I can, you know, work, and then have a 2-week vacation, and then work, and then 2-week vacation. I hope you guys understand. I hope you guys can see where I'm coming from. And if you guys, I wish you could do it too in your positions or wherever you're at. But I get no days off. You guys get PTO wherever you're working at and all that. You get you can call in sick. These are my 2-week sick days. All right, so that's the way you got to look at it. Now, there's something that's going around on the internet right now. I say the internet. You know, they complain about Saturday Night Live not being funny. And when I say not being funny, it hasn't, you know, everyone says, oh, it hasn't been funny in a long, long time. But there's a skit that's coming out that everyone's loving. They're dying laughing. They're enjoying it. And it's basically, was it Keenan Kel? I'm not sure. I don't follow who they are. But the Keenan Kel from Good Burgers, the only way I know him. He's the one who's been on Saturday Night Live since 2000. He's been on there for over 23 years. That's the longest running cast member that's been on Saturday Night Live. He actually said in an article I was reading the other day, he's like, I refuse to play black women on Saturday Night Live anymore. He goes, if you want a black woman to play, you know, if you need a character, a black woman role, hire a black woman, which I agree with him. He has every right to say that. But in this scene here, it's essentially what's his name? Kenan Thompson. They're talking about how AI is, explaining he's the smart guy. And he's like, explain AI to the audience and stuff. And in the background of the audience, you always see like peoples and stuff. And Ryan Gosling is on this episode. So there's a distracting person in the background. And it's Ryan Gosling dressed as this character right here. So for every podcast we do, we have a matching video. So jump on over to YouTube. You can, if you're not watching this now, you can watch us right now. And you can catch it later if you miss it. You can watch it at your leisure later on down the road. So here we go. This is what the biggest thing that's happening right now on Saturday Night Live. This clip right here.
Professor, is there a problem?
Yeah. There's a gentleman in your audience who looks strikingly similar to Beavis from the cartoon Beavis and Butthead. It's just a little distracting.
I'm not familiar with that cartoon, but would it...
And it's right. Here's Ryan Gosling, and he's got a light blue shirt on that says Death Rock, and he's got his Beavis haircut on, and he's looking around like looking for who he's talking about.
If he moves seats?
Yeah. Yeah, that might be a good idea. It's the gentleman in the blue shirt and blonde pompadour.
they start breaking character.
Sir, do you mind moving?
I'm sorry?
That's Ryan.
You're talking about me? I have no idea what's going on. I'm sorry. What?
Yes, can you move the seats?
So the biggest thing is that the person, the prompter, is breaking character. Let's go back to me now. Is breaking character and stuff. So this clip has gone over, and then they bring in Butthead and stuff. Here's the thing. Beavis and Butthead, are people still watching them now? I tried to rewatch the old ones. Now, the old ones I have. You ready for this? It's going to go, God, you're old. I've got all the original episodes as they aired in their entirety from MTV. I would set my VCR. What is that? I would set my VCR, record the episode, and then I would take another VCR and edit all the commercials out. So it was like bam, 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 bam. So I've got all the ones that were banned, like the original language when he was saying fire and shit and fuck and all this other stuff. I've got those when MTV, because they used to play them late at night, past the witching hour, which is 10 o'clock. You're allowed to basically do anything. You just don't get as much sponsorship as stuff, late night broadcast TV and stuff like that. But I've got them all on VHS tape. And this is how far I went. This is how much of a fan I was of the Beavis and Butthead. They don't hold up too much today. I tried to watch the new ones. They're not... It needs to be more rapid pace. But the old ones, if they can make it a little bit more rapid pace, maybe they'll catch on, because our attention span, you know, it's click, click, scroll, scroll, swipe, left, swipe, right. But I was so enamored by the whole Beavis and Butthead. And I wanted to make sure that I caught every single joke and caught every single, you know, music video and stuff. I actually cataloged in a spiral notebook. I catalog every episode and every music video that was in that episode and so on and so forth, all down the line through, I think, 3 or 4 seasons. Like the first four, I'm going to say the first 4 or 5 seasons, because I watched them for a good couple of years. And then, of course, I got older and got smarter and went out and got a job. And look where I'm at, sitting in front of you talking about I need to take 2 weeks off because my life is, I need to get back into my own life. I know. Right. The irony. Or whatever word you want to insert there, whatever you want to call me. All right, guys, we got a big show to get into, lots to talk about. And, you know, there's this whole thing going around. TikTok is the bearer of bad news and also false news. And they want to talk about where the word good morning came from. And they say that that is now racist. Nope, can't say good morning anymore. It is now racist. And I'll dive into that story when we come back. Stick around. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back.
Prophet Radio. Prophet
Radio. Say a couple things.
Yeah, you're retarded. You're still retarded.
Let's do this. All right.
And you're still retarded. This is the last time. So retarded.
Prophet Radio. Prophet Radio.
And there's no way to talk to you.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. Make sure you follow us on all your social networks, and the way you find those is go over to Prophet Radio, proud sponsors of Deacon Live. That's PROPHET radio.com. At the top of the page says social contacts. You can see all the stuff that links us to you and you to us. We are on TikTok. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. You can also follow us over on YouTube. And for every podcast we do, we have a matching video as well. So everyone listening to us on iHeart or Spotify or wherever you download podcasts, make sure you go over to YouTube as well, and you can see the video. It's a different experience. The YouTube video, there's a lot more involved in the video. You can see stories in real time as we're talking about them here. If there's a video involved, you can see the video. You can give your impression. If I say, oh, look at this guy with a big old fish, I can describe the fish all day long, theater of the mind. But if you don't actually physically see the video or see the fish, you're kind of lost in limbo there. But still, nonetheless, so go and like us over on all your social media feeds and get connected. How about that? So somewhere, somehow, speaking of TikTok is, it's good for some reasons. I find a lot of great recipes over on TikTok. And then there's also a lot of bad information getting out there to people. So I can see why the government would be like, you know, hey, let's cut down on the TikTok, let's ban them and all this other stuff because there's propaganda and everything going on out there. I haven't seen yet a single thing about China or Ukraine or who's bad and who's good unless your feed has got that. Mine does not. My feed also does not have this at all going on. I don't see anything like this, but some people do because that's what they click on. They want to see this clickbaity thing to make people all riled up. But right now, a Instagrammer says saying good morning comes from white slave owners mocking the black enslaved people. Now you're like going, well, what does that mean? So I'm going to switch over to camera 4 so you guys can see this video as she's talking about it here. Now this is Outcast Nai is her name, and she's a black woman, African-American woman. Looks like she's pretty young. She's got braces on. She's got her hair done up. She's got beautiful makeup on. She's got earrings. She's got some nice tattoos and stuff. And this is what she starts saying.
My guy. So let's talk about where the word good morning originated from. Good morning. All right, so during slavery times, when the women used to mourn about their child being taken away and sold to a different slave master.
It's taken away, not taken.
Or if one of the family members did something that resulted into them getting whipped or killed. Most of these things used to happen in the evening time when a child was sold off or somebody was getting whipped for something. The black women used to cry all night behind it. Not even just the women, the black people in general, all the black slaves, male or female. When something happened to a family.
That's her clicking. She's editing herself. She's taking out the blank spaces and stuff. So that's, if it sounds all choppy, that's her. That's not me. So she's obviously taking some time to think this process through to make this TikTok video.
Remember, or a close friend or anything, they used to cry all night behind it. And when the slaves used to cry about what happened, all night long, the white slave masters, the oppressors, will wake up in the morning time and they'll tell the slaves, did you have a good morning? Basically, did you have a good cry out? Did you do enough crying last night because of what happened to their family member a day prior? So the white oppressors came up with good morning as a mockery towards black people during the slavery times when they used to cry and mourn and grieve over what happened to somebody when they was whipped or killed or taken off.
Taken off, by the way. So, not to correct you, who am I to split hairs here? I can barely talk myself. So, actually, this is false. All right, let me explain why. So, the video itself that I just showed there has garnered over 140,000 views, which is modest. Let me switch over to camera 1 so you can see me. Good morning. How are you? The video has spread viewers has mocked and be dunked. See, I can't talk either. Debunked, and it reshares on TikToks, gaining even more visibility over on X. One of the recent posts on March 24 or March 2024 on YouTube. The original creator took note about mocking the reactions, however, and updated the captions. Sorry, I can't read either. Updated the captions on the virality and acknowledging the mistake. So Snoots reached out to the creator of the video, and we'll hear back from him later. So, and then you go, okay, fine. She made the mistake. She admitted to it. She got a million views or 100,000 views and stuff. And then you go, okay, but hold on, we're still left in limbo. What does good morning mean? So it's actually a both words have a grammatic origin found in the evolution of the Old English language. Morning comes from the Middle English morn, which itself came from the Old English morgan. This word meant dawn. It also was the designated time between dawn and noon, according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary. In fact, the German word for morning is still morgen. So you'll always hear, you know, good morgen to you. The same words gave to the rise of the use of the word morgen as a unit of land measured and defined by the amount of land a man can plow through in a single blade dragging by an ox or a horse in one morning. The word morn evolved into morning, much like the word evening at the end of the day involved into, or even at the end of the day involved into evening. So as you can see, in times of changes and stuff, and they evolve in time, like tookened, like she said. Oh, I don't know if that's going to work, but still. Now, this woman right here, evolving over time, there is a generation out there they're trying. They honestly are trying. And it's not the millennials. It's whatever the Gen Z, the Gen Y, the Gen X. And then you get the boomers and then the greatest era ever. And, you know, so on and so forth. But this generation that we have right now, there's a lot of people that are like going, what the fuck? Get off your ass and do something. And then there are people that are saying, I want to get off my ass and do something, but I can't. This woman right here was working at Lowe's, and she said that she was trying to help someone at Lowe's. She's an employee of Lowe's, and the person said to her, hey, can you, darling, boomer language, darling, yes, can you call someone that's not 18 years old, girl, to help me, someone that's older than you, to help me teach me how to hang a picture? And she's like, well, first of all, I'm 20 and okay, I'll find someone else for you. And the way she responded, the person who asked for help got really upset. Again, here's another video. I'm going to go back to camera 4 and we can see this. Tell me if you're on one side of the fence or the other, or if you've had this happen to you. So here we go.
So when I worked at Lowe's, there was one day in particular that was like super crazy busy. And I was the only person for 2 departments. And I was running back and forth, trying to cut blinds, trying to tint paint, like trying to do it all. And this lady stops me and she goes, can you call someone to come teach me how to hang a picture? Because I don't want help from an 18-year-old. And I looked at her and I went, well, I'm 20. And then I was like, whatever. I called my manager and I said, hey, can you come over to aisle whatever? There's a customer that doesn't want help from an 18-year-old girl. She went off on me and my manager. And I was just like, I literally said exactly what you said to me. I just repeated what you said to me to my manager. I got in trouble.
If you were to do that, first of all, boomer, the person that asked for help, mind you that you're saying something derogatory to someone without even knowing who they are. You're already classifying them. Oh, you're a young person. You're stupid. You're not going to know what I need or what, you know, how to do something. Second of all, when the girl repeated, you know, sarcastically to her manager, she shouldn't have done that. Hey, look, you know, not the customer's always right, but, you know, have a little bit more respect for the customer. But when the manager was to get there, now believe me, I spent 20 years at Home Depot. I know how this routine works. You go, so what's the problem here? If I was the girl, I'd be going, this young lady doesn't believe that I can help her with her problem. That's what I would have said. She does not believe me that I could help her with her problem. The customer would have said, you know,
that's not what I said. I said, I don't want to help from a 20-year-old or an 18-year-old girl or whatever.
Then the manager, I being one of them, I would have said, okay, ma'am, what age person, that's what I said, what age person would you like to help you figure out your problem? And then we can solve this problem right now. And then you put the ball back, put her feet back in her own sandals and see how far she can walk. It's a fight. We shouldn't be fighting like this, especially between generations. Now, I know, you know, you get the hippies and stuff like that, but I mean, if you're asking for help, you don't know what this person's background. What if her parents were picture hangers for the president of whatever country and is famous for hanging pictures all over the United States, and as a child, and her mother hung pictures as a child growing up, and they are the picture hangers. Hello, my name's Monica Picture Hanger. You know, back in the day, your last name came from what you were. you know, if you are a skinner, you know, if you skin animals, you are Tom Skinner. Same thing with cobbler and so on and so forth. That's how we got our last names at most of our points. Smith, blacksmith, you know, that type of things. What if her name was like Laura Picture Hanger? So Laura Picture Hanger, can you find someone to help me? No, I can't. All right, when we come back, speaking of the youth not wanting or trying to help people out, this guy right here went to go get a job, went through the whole entire interview process, and they said, okay, well, the job pays this. And he goes, I don't want that. And his reaction and my reaction, you'll get that too. So stick around. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. I'll be right back.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days.
Don't like nothing. Internet radio. I do not like internet radio.
Profit Radio.
Profit Radio.
Hi, Travis.
Hi.
Hello. We're talking about you. Are your ears
running? No, but my butt is.
My hand's doing this. Can you think of any way you'd want to be a part of it?
407-448-8800.
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. And
welcome back to Deacon Live. You want to be heard? Well, we'd love to hear from you, and you can be podcast famous. I see you out there lurking around the corners and stuff. You're hiding in the bushes, you know, listening to the podcast because it's your own little secret enjoyment that you have. Well, do me a favor. We'd love to hear your little secret thoughts that are in your head, and the way you get those secrets on the podcast and join us right here in the studio is go over to Prophet Radio, proud sponsors of Deacon Live. That's PROPHET radio.com. At the bottom of the page, there's a little blue bar. No matter what page you're on over there, it follows you around. It says Be Heard. Click on that little icon right there. It's got a little microphone. Opens up just a small little window. You have to make sure you have a microphone on your device, whatever you're listening to us on or at. Click on that. You can be anonymous if you want. You can listen back to it. You can re-record it. You can do whatever. You can ask us anything about any things that we've talked about here recently. Give me your opinion about me taking 2 weeks off if you want. I'd love to hear from you as well. And during that 2 weeks, you get up to date on all the other podcasts and stuff that we've been doing over the last 10 years. So we'd love to hear from you, and you can be podcast famous right along the studio inside my ears as well. Now, the first job I ever had was right out of high school, and I was not allowed to work during school. As long as I was in school, I was not allowed to work, and then I started work. I graduated high school, and I started my first job at a Toys R Us, so I started in retail. At the time, it was nothing for someone to hire you at if you have absolutely no experience whatsoever. They would start you at a minimum wage. Now, of course, you know the times are they are changing, and minimum wage is not even heard of. Even McDonald's or Burger King or any of those fast food restaurants, which are entry-level positions. What's minimum wage right now? $7.50, $7.25, somewhere around there? Let's find out instead of me sitting here talking out of the side of my mouth. So what is the current minimum wage? So current minimum wage right now is $7.25. And you're like going, well, no one can live on $7.25. Yeah. Do you understand why minimum wage is there? It's to prevent companies from going, we're going to hire you at $3 an hour. We're going to hire you at $4 an hour, you know, and getting away with that stuff. Now you're like going, well, what about the people picking corn and cotton and peaches in the fields? Well, those people are not part of the, they're illegals. Most of them are illegals, believe it or not. And they are proud to make $4 an hour. They are proud to make $6. Some of them are being proud to make $7.25 or whatever I said before an hour. And they're willing to do that. They're willing to leave their country and go underneath the fences and stuff and work illegally for whatever less than minimum wage, because that is so much more valuable than where they came from or what they would get paid where they're from. It's steady work. It's steady pay. It might suck, but Jesus Christ, I don't want to go out there and pick tangerines or anything like that. Do you? No. So let's pay these people, right? But you know, let's make them legal. And there's a whole nother spirally slippery slope that you go down. We'll make them legal. When you make them legal, then they're U.S. citizens. They have to pay taxes. And that minimum wage, that illegal minimum wage, goes up to $8, $9 an hour. And then where are you at? Your peaches now cost, you know, $42 a pound. But this guy right here, I don't know if this was his first job or not, but he went to go apply for TJ Maxx. Now, I don't know what his experience was, what his background is, but he says, and this is an ignorant statement to say, the article starts out, it says, that's why the clothes are so cheap at TJ Maxx, because they don't pay their employees as much. I don't know if that makes any sense, but let's dive into what, let's see what his name is, because he's got a video here. So beat my ass. All right, so... Good name. You're going to get a lot of points across with that kind of name. So here we go. Over the last few years, high inflation and outpaced wage growth reducing power, buying power of the every dollar that the United States worker earns. Oh, Jesus Christ, these things. One TikToker says that he's personally upset with himself that he even entertained the job at TJ Maxx after learning that it was only offering $12 an hour for the position. In a video, the user so beat my ass... He says, why did I even go to the job interview at TJ Maxx the other day? And then everything went well, but as at the end, they told me that they started the pay at $12 an hour. The TikToker speculates that the low cost of labor is connected to the low cost of goods that the store offers. No, that's false. The reason why they can offer low cost of goods at the store is because they buy them in tremendous bulk. They've got the buying power to buy all this stuff through like secondhand stores, discontinued... not hot topic type items type deal. They have, you know, pull them off the market. And then there's a lot of stuff coming from over China where they buy it like 50 cents on the dollar, or even less than that. So according to the Business Insider, affordable items at the store are not connected with the labor costs the way that the TJ Maxx buys its goods. TJ Maxx reportedly purchases overstock from manufacturers and other department stores, like I was saying. The Daily Dot is the article I'm reading. Reached out to the TJ Maxx companies and parent company. In this video, the TikToker says he planned to decline the job, but inadvertently accepted the offer after the interview went very well. He asked the viewers to help him navigate through this situation. All right, first of all, when you apply for, let's say, a job, right, and you don't find out the pay until the end, there was a job that I had. I applied for. They said starting, you know, it says starting between X and Y. You're like, okay, well, can I deal with X? And if I get Y, that's even better because it's based on your experience, right? I know it's small potatoes, but let's say I got hired a job doing $50,000 a year, or I could make $60,000 a year, depending on my experience. And it was a warehouse job, it was something small, something simple to do, pushing around the people making minimum wage. And at the end of the interview, and you know, all my experience at the time, I had a lot of experience in retail and warehouse and shipment and logistics and all that stuff. At the end of the interview, they said, well, you know what? The job we were going to pay at $50,000, we're going to go ahead and start you at the $60,000. And then you're eligible for a raise and, you know, so on and so forth. So I'm like, okay, great. My interview went well. My experience showed who I am. Boom. Now, if TJ Maxx is saying, because it's a, I don't want to say an entry-level position, you have to have some kind of skill, some kind of know-how, some kind of thought process in your noggin up there. They want something a little bit more higher educator, a little bit more, I'm going to show up to work every day. So they say, you know, starting at 12. Let's say that. They starting at 12. We don't know the background behind that. So let's see what this gentleman said. So beat my ass. And tell me if you agree with him as well. So here we go. Back to camera four. Here we go.
And everything went well, but the end, he told me that they pay $12 an hour and they get paid every week. So I was like, yeah. In my head, I'm like, yeah, I'm not taking that fucking job because, like, what the fuck? Like, that's why the fuck their clothes are so fucking cheap, because they're not paying them fucking people. Like, that shit is crazy. And I was literally about to come up here and say that shit, and then I just got a call that I got the fucking job. And why the fuck did I tell this man yes? I don't want that fucking job. I can't, like, what? Like, I'm truly fucking baffled. I don't know why I wasn't able to tell this man no on the phone just now.
Because you need a job.
I didn't want to do this fucking job. Like, now I'm probably just not going to fucking show up. Like, I really don't even know what the fuck to do, because $12 an hour, I couldn't even wipe my ass with $12 an hour. What the fuck is that going to do for me? I don't know. Let me know what y'all think I should do. Shit, I don't know.
I know what you should do. Take the $12 an hour, because sitting at home, you're not making nothing. Exactly. And then start looking for another job, you know, to figure, what do you think you're worth? What do you think you're worth there, buddy? Do you think the employer owes you a higher income because the rate of what's going on in the economy and stuff? No, he thinks he deserves more. He owes more. So that's what I was saying about the difference between the generation that's out there right now. And I know I'm talking, you know, millennial.
Oh man, get off my lawn, you stupid cloud. You know, that type deal.
You've got a portion of the generation now that says, I will work and bust my ass and work two different departments and cut blinds and mix paint and do all that stuff. Then you got the same generation on the same note going, hey, look, you know, I deserve this. I want someone to give me more for being at their location. I don't know. I don't, it's without stepping on too many toes, you know, get a job, get yourself in the workforce, figure out what you like and don't like, figure out what you can and can't do, and then you have a little bit more negotiation tools from there. That's what I've learned. You know, you just can't go, okay, I graduated from high school, someone owes me, you know, a $60,000 a year job. Doesn't work that way. I'm sorry, bud. It just doesn't work that way. Well, I can't afford anything with the taxes and do me a favor. You're 18 now. Go vote. Figure out your plan in life and where you want to go and who follows in the goose stepping of what you want to happen. Now, the other day I had a problem with my podcast servers. And sometimes when you click in, you know, chat with us now, and you click on it and you go, all right. And they go, hey, thank you for this. And it says bot. It says bot now. And you're like going, I can't find the login for whatever. And it says, have you tried this? Yes, that's why I'm talking to you now. Have you tried? Yes, I've talked. Hold on for a representative. So then a representative pops up and it says, you know, something like Chelsea. Hi, this is Chelsea. And you're like going, oh, fuck, Chelsea. I know you're not Chelsea. Your name is, you know, Nanaknook. All right, Chelsea, how can I help you today? And you describe your thing. I have a problem with my login. Some reason my password or whatever, it's changed. I forgot what I did. And then they just regurgitate back to you. We'd be glad to help you find your login and stuff that you can't do today. Please, I need to, you know, and they ask you 50 million questions and stuff. And sometimes you get to a point where you're like going, you know, motherfucker. Ah, fuck, I don't want to. Shit, fuck, I don't want to do that. Thank you. You know, you write out, you know, four different drafts and stuff before you actually send the actual text message. Well, this gentleman right here started a customer service job doing the exact same thing. He's telling people right now that he can actually see what you guys are texting. A customer service worker reveals that they can see what people are typing as they type it. And oh my God. So a creator on TikTok, of course, TikTok, he refrains from blowing people's fucking mind at the everyday workplace, actually blew our minds and the information that he did disclose in the process. Virtual customer service, Greg Carruthers, left viewers with their jaws on the floor when he revealed that he can see what people are typing in the chat, but even before when they hit send. So let's be honest, 10 out of 10 times we reach out to our customer service when there's a problem. And when we see you're frustrated, we have no control over the situation. On such occasions, we insert, you know, an expletive, a curse word or two to drive a point home, but a brief moment before hitting send, we think better of it. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter. Carruthers claimed that the person on the other end of the chat already saw your excessively rough draft and said, I just started this new customer service job and I'm like on chats all day long. And when people type in chat, I can see everything that they're writing, he says. Sometimes they're like, fuck. And then I can't. And then I see it coming. He noted the reason behind this feature is so that representatives assisting customers can be ready with a response. But the TikToker says that just once he would love to reply before the message is sent, you know, just to blow their fucking mind. So when they ask the question, I see what they're going to ask me. So I'm already forming a response and typing it. He then asks, what if I just pretended to hit the send button? It takes all my strength every single day not to blow someone's fucking mind by making them think that I'm a medium or something like that. So he's saying I'll go ahead and type or finish out their sentence before the person actually finishes out everything. So here he is right here. We're going to go back to camera four again and see what he has to say.
I just started a new customer service job and I'm like on chats all day long. And when people type in the chat, I can see what they're writing. So sometimes they're like, fuck you, and I can see it's coming. But anyway, so when they ask us a question, I see what they're gonna ask me. So I'm like forming a response as they type it. What if I just takes all my strength every single day not to and blow someone's fucking mind, make them think of a medium or something? Like they're asking a question to the ether and I've answered it before they even asked it.
Now, if you're not watching this on the video here, let me explain this guy. First of all, he's probably 25, 26, maybe 27. He's getting a little pudgy there. He's had his, you know, he's been drinking IPAs all day long. You know, that type of guy. I drink IPAs. He's got a full beard, barely a beard, like a 3 week old. All his fingernails are painted and he's wearing a purple robe with a hoodie, almost like a Snuggie type deal.
Now that's customer service, baby.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, he says that, go back to me now. He says that when you're doing that customer service thing and you're TikTok typing to someone, they can see what you're actually writing so he can get ahead of the game and figure out what you're going to ask next. Scary? Yeah, who cares? It's a no-name face that you're yelling at. As long as they get the job done, I don't care. Now, this one right here was trying to get the job done when she went to Walmart, and her story is a little bit more than what she's leading into. So I'll dive into that because they took a picture of her and they said, don't steal from us again. And yet she almost got caught stealing again. I'll dive in that story when we come back. So stick around. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back.
I can't read your language. I can only speak it.
You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, who's this?
This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. How are you?
We worked together about 5 years ago before I got fired.
In a male strip club.
Okay, here we go. I knew it was only a matter of time.
You know, it's hard to get fired from a male strip club.
Well, I stopped using the standard tassels. So.
I thought you refused the implants. 407-448-8800.
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Ma belle veut qu'on aille au resto, mais je suis cramé sur Paname. Y'a trop de jaloux là, juste à déco. Le succès, ça rend malade. Quelques peines de cœur, soignées par l'oseille. Mais tu sais, si ça avait pas marché, j'aurais trouvé un.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. You want something for free? Well, we will give you something for free, but you have to do something for me. I didn't mean that to rhyme, but here I am, right on time. Go over to Prophet Radio, proud sponsors of Deacon Live and all the other fine broadcasting that comes out of this studio. That's prophetradio.com. At the top of the page says free swag. Pick out whatever prize pack you want over there. We'll send it out to you. It's not an email grab or anything like that. Believe me, they just want to say thank you for listening to all the fine programming that comes out of this station as well. And we'd love to hear from you while you're over there at Prophet Radio. At the bottom of the page says be heard. Click on that. Voice your opinion, voice your ideas, voice your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. You can be podcast famous right here in the studio with us, and we'll play it on the very next podcast as well. We broadcast every Wednesday. But there's a catcher there. We broadcast every Wednesday at noon, just outside of the Charlotte, North Carolina. I almost said Charlotte, Nashville for some reason. Charlotte, North Carolina area in a little town called Marshville. And like I said at the beginning of the program, we're going to start running a 12-week, two-week off rotation for the Deacon Live. So if you miss a couple episodes, don't worry. Now's your chance to go back there and get caught up on all the past episodes that you've missed in the last 10 years or so. How about that one, huh? Get back there, listen to them all, and enjoy them as well. I like to play the lottery. I like to physically do like the quick pick numbers. Whether I pick them or the computer picks them, I don't care. You just quick pick, whatever. I think they actually did studies where 40% of the numbers that win are quick pick. The other, 53% are people actually picking the same numbers. And the people who pick the same numbers or pick their own numbers usually pick the same numbers all the time. Me, I don't care. Every week's going to change. There's no reason to my rhyme. My wife likes to do the scratch-off tickets. Now, since we've moved up here to North Carolina, she does not do the scratch-off tickets because she loses all the time. I don't know what it is. It's the state or whatever. But down in Florida, she would win all the time. $50, $100, $200 on like a $2, $3, $5 ticket. So I think she just kind of gave up hope buying the scratch-offs. That, and she's not really in and out of convenience stores to be, you know, subjected to, you know, I need to buy a scratch-off ticket or something like that. But this guy right here was just going into the store the other day to buy a salad for tomorrow's meal, a pre-made salad at the convenience store, and the single dad won the huge lottery win. He tried not to pass out. The Nebraska man said he rarely plays the lottery, but decided to take a chance, and it paid off big time. Brant Edgington went into a store in Fremont to buy a pre-made salad for lunch for the next day. While he was there, he decided to play the $1 million Mega Millions on March 22nd. According to the news release from the Nebraska Lottery, Edgington said his father and grandfather are avid lottery players, but only really plays when the jackpot gets high or big, which is stupid in my sense. You got less chance of winning that way. As a single parent, baloney is more important financially, is what he said. After the drawing, Edgerton went back to the store to have the cashier check his ticket, according to the officials. They disappeared for a minute, he said, and then a different lady came up with her, and they just started staring at me, is what she said. She told me, "Don't pass out when I tell you this, but you just won $1 million. Edgerton claimed the prize on April 5th. Official said he said he doesn't think he will keep playing long term. Many people can gamble or play games with a chance without harm. However, for some, gambling addictions can ruin their lives and families. So he just went in to get a salad, played a, you know, whatever lottery, Mega Millions or whatever, and I guess he got all the numbers except for the Powerball. Wouldn't that suck if the Powerball was like off by one number? You won $1 million. You know what? I would take $1 million right now. If you said you want $1 million, I would take it right now. I could live off $1 million. I wouldn't be able to do like fancy stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, it would pay my house off, get the little odds and end things that I need fixed on the house. Am I on the right camera here? So you guys can see me. You can see my heartfelt tears if I won $1 million. Fix the little things and stuff that I want here on the house. I would make my living quarters that I have right now more enjoyable. And that would take probably pay off the house, fix stuff, maybe $300,000, maybe somewhere around there. And then I would do trips. I would do, you know, invest, of course. Of course I would invest. After $1 million, I think, what do you end up getting? 786,000 if you take the one big lump sum. So now I got 386,000 to play with. I could live off 386,000 for a very long time, I think. If I played my cards right and did everything well, fake an injury, slip and fall, get a case settlement, something like that. I could plan it out. Take $10,000 and I'd hire this person to do this, and maybe we could finagle the system. I'm kidding. Kidding! Or am I? But this woman right here, I don't know how to take her. There had to be something else going on in the background that you don't know about this person. She said that she was taken in the loss prevention area because she ate a thing of popcorn chicken. Now, she said, the video starts out, and we'll get into the video here, but the article starts out, it says, "I thought it was complimentary," she says. "Don't steal from Walmart. Don't steal their popcorn chicken," is what she says. Now, I've told you several times where I have walked out of the whole entire store without paying for a single grocery, like the whole entire, I forgot I was doing everything. I was not paying attention. I hit all the buttons and stuff. And I said, okay, last bag in. And I pushed my shopping cart and I went out the door and it's waiting for me to pay. I totally forgot about it. Nothing happened. I came back, you know, the next week or whatever. And these are past podcasts that I've had for Deacon Live. And you can follow up on those shows if you want to hear the actual full story. But nothing ever happened to me. And I say nothing ever happened to me because this is at the beginning of the self-checkout. So now I guess they're getting really, really tight. For some reason, they wanted to bust this woman. Have you ever gulped down a grape or two at the local grocer, perhaps snuck a piece of candy out of the corner store without paying? Well, you might want to think twice about that behavior right now when you go shopping at Walmart. One TikToker has claimed that she got popped for popping popcorn chicken in her mouth at the Walmart without paying for it first, and warns others, Walmart, do not play. It's supposed to be does not play, but we'll go ahead with whatever she says. Evolution awards. When it comes to any kind of shoplifting, TikToker Alexi alleges a bit of forgetfulness at Walmart got her picture put up in the store's loss prevention system and may have resulted in a narrow brush with the law during another recent trip at the popular retail chain. In the video from TikTok, because everyone has to go to TikTok to see what the world thinks, and they have to understand that most of the world is probably in their favor, their audience, their same age group. Her account, she posted this 5 days and has already garnered almost 673,000 views in a short term after sharing the video. So she says that she went into Walmart, bought like $600 worth of things, and then she was walking around Walmart with a thing of popcorn chicken. Now, I've done that before, not popcorn chicken, but I've walked around and bought, you know, or grabbed something, opened up, and ate it on the way, and then or got a soda or something and then pay for that on the way out. We've all done that. And there's been times where we've forgotten to pay for it. If the cashier sometimes will see an empty thing in your hand, she's like, and would you like to pay for that too? Oh, yeah. You know, boop. Would you like me to throw that away for you? Sure. What she says, the loss prevention officers came over and rushed down on them because she did not eat a $3 bag of popcorn chicken. She didn't pay for it. She threw it away. I've stolen a banana before. I do it all the time. You know why I do it all the time? Because at the end of my trip, my blood sugar gets low and I'm starving. So I'll grab a banana, unpeel it. But here's what I do. If I buy other bananas, I'll put that skin with the other bananas and weigh it. Am I stealing? No, not really. So I want you to hear her story and tell me if something just doesn't add up right, okay? So here we go. This is, what's her name again? Alexi Marie. And she's going to tell us her story. Now, don't forget, for every podcast we do, we have a matching video over on YouTube. And you can see a different experience with the Deacon Live podcast by watching the video over on YouTube. Let's find out what she's got going on. So here she goes.
Why? Walmart had me bent this morning. Bent. So I go into Walmart this morning. Backstory. Let me just rewind. Okay. Let me give you a backstory.
All right.
So I want to say maybe like a year ago, me and my boyfriend went to Walmart. And we bought like $600.
My boyfriend and I.
$50 worth of things. And while we were walking through Walmart, we was...
Were.
Munching on some popcorn chicken, right? And we just ended up like throwing the popcorn chicken like in the trash or something like that. And we ended up not paying for the popcorn chicken. So when we were walking out of Walmart, the police, loss prevention, everybody like was like swarming us and was like, y'all need to come with us. We saw what you stole. And me, little old me, was like,
oh, I'm innocent.
What did we steal? What is going on? I forgot that we even ate the popcorn chicken because, mind you, we were in there shopping for like 2 hours for groceries and everything. So they were like, yeah, that popcorn chicken, we seen that. And I was like, okay, all of this for popcorn chicken. I mean, that's fine. I mean, you're just doing your job, whatever. So we go in there, we take our picture. And yes, son.
Oh, so let me explain something to you real quick. She's a light-skinned woman. I don't know if she's Spanish, if she's white, or if she's black, or like from the Mediterranean. She's got a very, very olive complexion. She's got her hair slicked back and pulled over onto the side and a real, real tight bun, but it's got like the curls on it. She's got her nails really, really done. You know, if she puts them on the microphone, they go click, 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 click. She's got like a sweatshirt, but a designer type sweatshirt, you know, nice and big and poofy and stuff, like what a girl would wear. Oh, this is nice and comfortable. I'd wear this every day. She's got big earrings on. She's got a lot of necklaces on. She's got a lot of bracelets and rings on. All gold. I don't know if that makes any difference, but this is, in your mind, I want you to picture this character.
Yeah, so we take our picture. They were like, this time it's going to be a warning, but next time, clink, clink, you're getting locked up. And I was like, you don't have to worry about me. I won't steal nothing else, okay?
I won't steal nothing
and
else.
So today, fast track to today, I'm going shopping, right? I have a cart, and I bought my daughter a new car seat. I put it at the top of the cart. Where all the other things go.
Her son's running around in the background, so that's what you hear in the background.
Laundry detergent, stuff like that. So the whole time I'm checking out, I'm on the phone with my friend, and I'm talking, and I'm not really paying attention, and I'm expecting her just to come around and ring up my car seat. And so I'm not really paying attention. She rings up everything. So yeah, she's ringing everything up. I'm on the phone with my friend. I'm not paying attention of if she rang the car seat up or not. I really just forgot about the car seat. I'm like, okay. She's like, your total is this. I get my card out. I'm putting my card in, you know, a key, 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 and on the phone. And then afterwards she was like, Kiki. Oh, I didn't get your car seat. And I was like, yes, ma'am. Don't forget about that. Because they will put me in jail. They don't play. They don't play with me. And I don't know why. I don't know why. They are really crazy about their popcorn chicken. So
I don't think that's the popcorn chicken there, darling.
I recommend that. But anyways, so I was like, yeah, please, please scan that. So she scans it. And immediately the man behind me, he only had two things. He had a carton of milk and he had some tinfoil. And he puts it down on the thing and he pulls out his badge. And he was like, yes, because I was about to get you.
False. False. I'm going to say false. There's no way that the loss prevention would have disclosed their identity. Being, like I said, working for retail for many years, 20 years old, or 20 years old. Well, I was 20 years old. I started when I was 18, 19 years old, right out of Toys R Us. I went straight to a bigger retail outlet, worked there for 20 years. I've seen all the stuff. I've seen all the loss prevention officers. So when she said that this guy was going to reveal himself, I claim that as false. So I'm going to say false there.
I was like, you clearly see me on the phone not paying attention. I'm not trying to steal anything. Like, I already know. Y'all are mad about popcorn chicken. I understand. Y'all are mad.
It's not the popcorn That's chicken. Fine.
And he was like, I'm a marshal. And da da da. I said, so y'all didn't send loss prevention. Y'all didn't send the police. Y'all sent the marshal over some popcorn chicken. What? What? I said, baby, I'm scared of jail. I don't belong there. I don't belong. I would never steal ever again. I am scared straight. When I tell you, I was crying over the popcorn chicken because I was like, bro, I didn't know it was so.
So anyway, she goes on and on and on to plead her case and stuff. So what she's saying is, and let's break this down a little bit so I can understand it. So what you're telling me, darling, is that you ate some popcorn chicken, balled it up, and just threw it in the garbage. All right, so you know that that's not free, right? So you know that, hey, I bought some popcorn chicken. Hey, I'm done with it. I've done it before. You know, we've all done it before. It goes in the garbage. I think they were looking at them because of something else. And I hate to say it. I hate to stereotype them. But they just didn't look like those people. I mean, I hate to say it. And I don't want to say it. But unfortunately, that's Walmart. That's on them. And so she got her picture taken, and she, what did she say? 5-6 days later, she's back in there again. She's buying a car seat or whatever. And she's, you know, keying on the phone. And she said that there was a marshal. Do you know what a marshal does, dummy? Marshal doesn't have time to sit there and watch Walmart thieves. They've got a whole entire underground belly of loss prevention people that you would have no idea what they look like. They're made to blend in. They are made to do whatever. So for him to say, yeah, I'm a marshal. Here's my badge. Here's my gun. You're lucky. I got to take you across. Yeah. What do you mean the one-armed man killed your wife? You know, that, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And he would, even if it was a loss prevention person, they would never reveal their identity, because then once they do that, their gig is up. They got to transfer that guy to another store because he's already been marked. He's already been tagged. Everyone that's going to steal from the store is going to look for that guy. If he looks like Sam Elliott, hey, look out for the Sam Elliott guy. And everyone knows what Sam Elliott looks like. He's ruined it. He blew his gig. He blew his cover. So as far as that story, I don't think so. I don't think that's real. And when she's telling the story, she's got a perfect, you know, camera set up just like I do here. She's got a ring camera. You can see it in her eyes, the little rings on her eye, or the ring reflection in her eyes. So stage, not stage. I'm going to say stage. I'm going to say maybe she had a little run-in. Maybe she heard a story from a friend or girlfriend or something like that. And she's click, 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 you know, key. I'm going to tell you a story about what happened so I can get some likes and clicks and later on. That's just my opinion. I'd like to hear your opinion as well. So go over to Prophet Radio, Prophet Radio. At the bottom of the page says, be heard. I'd like to hear what your response is to that as well. Now, when we come back, people are pissed off about the quote-unquote McDonald's $25 meal. Well, you know what, California? It's your own fault. It's your own fault why people are complaining about this. And we'll dive into that story when we come back. So stick around. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back.
Prophet Radio. Prophet Radio.
Today in the news, we completely fucked you in the ass. Countless times. I've got a database full of nothing. And XLR cables up your asshole.
407-448-8800.
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Well, I love her, but I love the fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. If I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right now I'm on this lake shore, and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, I've got a bite. All right.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. Make sure you follow us on all your social networks. The way you do that is go to ProfitRadio.com. At the bottom of the page, also, you want to be heard, we'd love to hear from you. Click on Be Heard. Opens up a microphone. You can be anonymous if you want. You can even check back on what it sounds like, what you said. Did I say that right? Let me listen to that back again. You can click on that, and it comes right to our inbox, and we'll play it on the very next podcast as well. And don't forget our new schedule. We're going to do 12 on, 2 off. This is the end of 12, so we're going to take 2 weeks off. And by all means, you feel free to text us at any time. Not text us, but make sure if you have any questions or anything, you get those in on the Be Heard section, and we'll play it on the very next podcast when we come back. I just need a little bit more time for myself here at the property. It's getting in the springtime. I got a lot of chores around here that are getting neglected. I just want to make sure that I'm doing more of a balanced work life and a home life. And at right now at this juncture, doing the other 4 podcasts. I do the 3 behind me, and then there's a little secret one that I do. My life is not being balanced in between work and my life. So I just want to make sure that I'm getting everything that I need to in order, and I'm not going to burn myself out or stress myself out, but I will keep continuing to bring the best broadcasting that I can no matter what. That's my promise to you. I promise. No fingers crossed. Now, right now, out in California, they're having that whole big discussion where they're trying to get minimum wage up to $25 an hour. Look, what was this? Somebody kicked my ass. What was the TikToker guy's name? He's complaining about, you know, $12 at TJ Maxx. Move out to California, bud. Go out there. They're paying them $25 an hour just to flip a hamburger, just to run a register or something like that. Go on over there. Start your job over there. But what's happening right now, McDonald's is fighting back. There's a new meal McDonald's is coming out with in the California area. Recently, McDonald's made headline with their viral sensation that did more than just sell burgers. It sparked a heating debate across the Cali state. The fast food giant's deal, $25 meal deal, is a regular offering now. Unexpectedly, became the catalyst of a broader discussion on the state's minimum wage policy and the economic implications for customers and consumers and workers alike. The $25 controversy is more than just a meal, is what the article says. What seems like a typical fast food promotion turned quickly a hot topic of conversation, stirring up discussions on social media and among economic analysis alike. The price tag, viewed by many as a step for the fast food meal, raised questions, was viewed as too steep for the fast food meal, raised questions about the economic pressures faced by businessmen and consumers in California alike. $25, I know the KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, whatever you want to call them, they usually have like buy a bucket of chicken, which is, what is it, 2-2-2-2 or 4-4-4-4, I forget what it is. All my homies out there know what I'm talking about. And then you get like 2 sides and a thing of biscuits, right? And usually that's like $19.99 or $25.99 or $24.99 or something like that. But that can feed a family of 4. That's the great thing about it. When you think $25, you can feed a family of 4 and everyone's happy. You might have some leftovers for breakfast in the morning. Critics argue that this could be the new normal in the state of California, where minimum wage increases are set to elevate operational costs and business largely regularities. So again, actually, this is back on Twitter, X or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Someone pulls up to the actual window. I'm going to switch the camera forward so you can see this. It says McDonald's $25 deal goes viral. People blame California's minimum wage for the increase. This is not the new normal. Unfortunately, fast food is no longer cheap. So here comes a lady. She's pulling up to the drive-thru, getting ready to order something.
Okay, so it's $25.39 for 40-piece nuggets and 2 large fries. You couldn't even throw in the Sprite. You couldn't even throw in like a medium Sprite in there.
So it says, if you're watching the video here, it says 40-piece chicken nugget bundle. It's $25.39. And what you get is 4 10-piece chicken nuggets and 2 large fries. That's it. That's it. And she's complaining, you can't even throw like a small drink in there. Now, for those of you who don't know, I've worked in bars, many bars across the United States. The cost per soda is 3 cents. 3 cents. No matter what size it is, it's 3 cents. So when you see, 99 cents for a soda, free refills, by all means, yes. It literally costs, when you have the guys come in and do the CO2 tanks and do the syrup and do all that stuff, it literally costs per 16 ounce of you to stick that thing in there, it costs 3 cents. Now, this is back in early 2000, so let's, even if it's 6 cents, 6 cents, boom. They can't throw a free soda in there? I agree with that. Throw a free soda in there. But then you got to throw cups and all that other stuff. You get into a spiral web there. But yeah, she's saying that. And let me go back to me now. 40-piece chicken nuggets. The McNugget bundle is $25.39, where you get, 40 pieces. But that's the new norm, bud. I'm sorry. Everyone wants to have, $25 minimum wage. The role of minimum wage increases in California has been continuously an issue, with advocates citing the need for a living minimum wage that keeps pace with inflation and the cost of living. Well, how do you fix that? You have to fix inflation. You have to fix all this other stuff. How do you fix that? You put people in office. And I hate to sit here and beat on this apple box until I poke a hole through the bottom of it, but you have to sit there and put the right people in office. Don't vote for people because you don't like the way they said something or they offended your feelings or something like that. Put someone in office that knows how to run the goddamn office, who hasn't been in politics for 50 years and knows all the ins and outs. Put someone in there. And I'm not saying Trump, I'm not saying Biden, I'm not saying anyone. I'm just saying put someone in there that can say, okay, do this, I will do this and fix all this stuff. I don't know what the answer is. For you, at any age, I don't know what the answer is. I always put someone in office or vote for someone in office that I know is going to make my life a little bit better. Who that person is, we'll find out next term. But the $25 deal is seen as a direct result of raising minimum wages, necessitating higher prices to maintain profit margins. So, you want to blame presidents, you want to point your fingers at the congressmen, you want to point fingers at senators, why don't you point the finger at McDonald's? Why do you need to make so much money? Why does everyone on the board, make multiple million dollars a year on people serving them shitty food? Why don't you point the fingers at that? Instead of pointing fingers at the White House, why don't you point the fingers at the people who are actually making the money? And then let's see how far that goes. Let's see how far you get with that conversation. Now, what's happening here in San Francisco, again, back in California, California, they just need to shake things up over there. They need to fix things. I know they're on the far west side of the world. It's kind of like Alaska. They can do a lot of stuff up there and get away with it. California, same way. If you look at the United States, California is so dense. California has a population of more than the surrounding 8 states that border it or kind of connect to the West Coast. So California can do a lot. And the other states are like going, well, I don't know. That's what they're doing. Some states only have 600,000 people. San Francisco has 200,000 people. I mean, how do you explain these the push and the bulliness that California does? We want to do this and we want to do this. Okay, we'll go with it. That type deal. San Francisco right now is saying that there's a law that's looking into that is making it illegal for stores to close. Yep, you can't go bankrupt. You can't do anything like that. It is illegal for you now to close your doors because of the rise of pricing and minimum wage and stuff. So for more on this, we're going to go to camera 4 and we can listen to this story right here from the Daily Reel. So here we go.
Permanently. Cisco is considering a law that would require grocery stores to give a 6-month notice before closing permanently. This aims to ensure continued access to essential goods for residents and protect the city's economic well-being. Critics argue it infringes on business autonomy and may discourage entrepreneurship. For business owners, especially in retail, this represents a significant regulatory shift and highlights challenges faced by small businesses. This proposal comes amidst broader concerns about rising crime rates and economic inequality in urban centers like San Francisco. Such legislation reflects a larger trend of policies aiming to reshape the business environment nationwide. As regulations evolve, businesses must adapt their strategies to navigate this landscape and foster community discussions for constructive engagement. The proposed law prompts questions about its impact on consumer choices and long-term consequences for grocery store closures. Balancing regulatory intervention with business autonomy is crucial for economic stability and social equality.
So what they're saying is, hey, you're not allowed to close down your grocery store. You're not allowed to close down a retail store that's valuable to the community. Well, do me a favor, community, figure it out. They're talking about there's crime and everything. Yes, figure out the crime, figure out all that stuff. I saw a video the other day of Oakland, California. People was doing not a YouTube video, one of TikTok videos. Thank you very much, TikTok. They're driving down Oakland and just nothing but bums and homeless people and just people with issues and drug addiction. And it's running rampant. When you've got a state full of 34 million people and 20% of them are not able to pay taxes, they're not able to do all this stuff, you've got to do something with that. Something's got to happen with those people. You got to find out facilities. But we don't have anything. The government does not have any kind of mental hospital, mental health, all that stuff. So California, you're not going to be on anyone's Christmas list this coming year if you keep doing what you're doing out there. Now, this woman right here is definitely not going to be on these two gentlemen's Christmas list. These two gentlemen are just out there fishing. Now, I'm from Orlando, Florida, born and raised in Florida. There was nothing for us to go take our boat out and go through the St. John's River. And sometimes it gets narrow, sometimes it gets big. And if you don't know that Florida has the largest amount of lakes per square mile that are more than an acre. Which means that, you know, you can put a boat in somewhere and you got a little tributary to go to another place and tributary to go to another place. You can literally go through different counties on your boat. And a lot of times it goes through people's neighborhoods where you can go fish and stuff like that. And people have their own boat docks and stuff. Now, I know when I bought my boat, my wife drives the boat. I bought the boat. She drives the boat. The reason being is because when I'm driving the boat, if I feel a little flutter in the steering wheel, I'm like, oh, that's $1,000. I'd stress out so much. That's $1,000. I would just be so scared of something happening to the boat because, you know, a boat is very expensive to maintain and to keep, as anyone out there knows. But this woman right here had her pontoon boat parked at her own personal dock and was getting upset that these guys were fishing around her pontoon boat. Now, again, I'm going to switch to camera 4 and we're going to see this video in real time as we talk about it right here. So here she goes talking about what she wants to do. She's freaking out these guys. Fishing near her dock. All right, so it starts out. Hold on. So it starts out with these two guys. They got a little trolling motor. They're just fishing a normal day of fishing in on the Florida waterways. So this woman goes, "Hey guys, please don't fish so close to our dock here." So here we go.
Oh yeah.
Stay away from the pontoon, please.
No problem. I won't hit it.
Oh, he's a little cast.
Nope.
Is your line caught?
Yep.
She's just waiting for us to hit it.
Can you please move along? And now she's like, now move along.
She's going to keep yelling at us.
Man, we're not doing anything wrong. We're just fishing. We're just fishing. We haven't hit anything.
I swear to God, we actually have to leave if she does. Oh, man. Once she jumps in, just head out, okay?
So this woman, rather large woman, says, I'm going to jump in. And because if she jumps in the water, technically by Florida law, you're not allowed to fish around a swimmer. So technically by law, they have to move. So the woman goes, I'm going to jump in. If you don't move, I'm going to jump in. And they're like, oh, God, damn, she fucking jumps in. We're going to have to fucking move. So here she goes. She's got a little moo moo on. Here she goes in the water.
Okay.
She jumps in the water and he goes, no more fish.
No more fish.
No more fish.
Yep, no more fish.
Someone scared him away.
It's a little unacceptable, but we'll leave.
Bye.
See ya.
So, this woman, let me go back to my ad here. Camera, I'm lost. Where am I at? So, she was so worried about these guys bumping into her pontoon boat that she went inside, changed, and jumped in off the end of her dock, splashed, all the fish go running. They're going, manatee, watch out. Watch out for the manatee. So, the guys can't go fishing anymore. But, I mean, just come on. If you have a boat and you're on the waterway in Florida, unless they're on your land or on your shoreline, just leave them alone, man. Just leave them. Hey, be careful. I've got something over there. Have some respect. You're a boater. They're a boater. They're a fisherman. You're a weekend survivor, whatever you want to call it. Just have some more respect out there. This woman, Waterway Karen, had no patience about these guys fishing around her boat. And it looked like a prime spot. Maybe they'll come back at night. So hopefully they will. All right, guys, on that note, don't forget, we're going to take 2 weeks off and then come back full-fledged and a lot of stuff. We're going to change the format up a little bit. Not the format, just the way we address stuff. And you can probably hear it right now and see it right now as far as the way our format is going to start changing up. If you haven't, go back and listen to the past shows and you can get caught up on everything. We'd love to hear from you. And the way you do that is go to Prophet Radio, prophetradio.com. At the bottom of the page says Be Heard. Click on that. You can be anonymous. You can tell us what you want. Give us a piece of your mind. Get yourself some free swag over there. We'll mail it out to you. It's not an email grab. And make sure you like and subscribe to us over on Facebook and also YouTube as well. And you get another experience from the Deacon Live podcast show. All right, guys, on that note, my name is the Deacon saying good nights and good night.
Wait. Come back.
The end. The absolute end.
Écoute-moi.